want you to hear these words from the book of Romans, again, as St. Paul writes. It says, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me." Throughout all my years of ministry, there has been one person who has given me more issues than anyone else. And try as I may, I can't seem to escape this person. And believe me, I have tried to escape this person a lot. And I have come to know this person's behaviors and their sinful traits and all the excuses that they come up with for their not wanting to change. But no matter what I do, I can't escape this person. It's like they are dead set on being sure that they are going to exhaust me and wear me out and wear me down every single day of my life. You've probably all figured out that this person is none other than me. In fact, every one of us should look at a text like this, this epistle lesson for today, and see ourselves in it. St. Paul's words of frustration about himself are not just for him, nor are they just for me. They are for us all. How many of us are exhausted like St. Paul was exhausted? He knows his sin, but he doesn't understand why he keeps doing the same dumb stuff. I mean, why keep sinning if he knows what he's doing is a sin? If he knows God's law is good and he knows that his sin is evil, then why keep doing the sin? Do you ever think about stuff like this? Have any of you ever sinned the same sin more than once, or am I the only one? Since none of you raised your hands, I'll assume I'm the only one. Thank you, Danny, for being honest. Danny is the only honest person here today. Oh, thank you, Lydia, Christopher. Oh, now I've got a couple more honest people. All right, there you go. Are any of you ever exhausted with confessing the same sin over and over, and let me say it again, and over? It sure sounds like Paul was in that same proverbial boat that we find ourselves in. And it's so frustrating. It is so exhausting. Now, Scripture doesn't tell us what sin Paul was struggling with, and it doesn't matter. We all know what it's like to wrestle with sin. We know what it's like to have to come to terms with the fact that we are powerless to overcome the work of the evil foe. And, oh sure, I mean, we've got our good intentions, right? And so did Paul, or so it seems. We tell ourselves, this time, I won't join in the gossip. This time, I won't join in the gossip with my coworkers and my friends. This time, I'm not going to do it. This time, when others start swearing on the sports field or in the workplace, I'm not going to join in. This time, when I go to bed at night, I won't bring my phone and I won't scroll on those sites. This time, when I talk to that relative, I'm not going to bring up those topics that always seem to hurt the relationship. This time, when my parents tell me to do something, I will respond with obedience and respect. This time, things are going to be different. I'm going to respond with obedience. This time, when I walk in the door, I will encourage my spouse rather than criticize my spouse. This time, things will be different. good intentions. Like Paul, we all have them. We have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. How often do we have intentions to do what is good, right, and salutary, only to fall flat on our faces in failure? It's so frustrating. It's so exhausting. It would seem like we should just give up, right? I mean, that seems like the best answer, right? We should just give it up and throw in the proverbial towel. I mean, why even try at this point, right? We're just going to fail. I mean, that just seems like the best answer. I mean, after all, we are by nature sinful and unclean. That is what we confessed earlier in the service here today, only to continue. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. So we should just give up, right? It's no wonder that Paul exclaims in this text, "Wretched man that I am." Whenever we come to the divine worship service to confess our sins, exhausted by yet another week of failing to do the good that God's law calls us to do, or doing the very things that His law calls us or forbids, this should be our conclusion. We should conclude, "Wretched man that I am," or "Wretched woman that I am." And in the depths of that sinful depravity, we should join with Paul and cry out, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" After all, the wages of sin is death. But then we get a line at the end of the text, and it's the great one. "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." There is hope for the wretched, weary, and exhausted sinners that we are. There's hope, people. But it's not found within. It's not found in doing more and trying harder. We may think that we're strong, but you're not. Newsflash, you're weak. I'm weak. Left to ourselves, we are doomed. Remember a couple of weeks ago, someone left to doing more and trying harder to overcome their sinfulness is like one of those hamsters that's stuck in the wheel. Remember that hamster that's constantly running and running and running and absolutely getting nowhere and is constantly exhausted but accomplishing nothing? Hope comes in being set free from the burden of the law. Hope comes in Jesus, the one who says in our gospel lesson, "Come to me." We gather here on a holiday weekend, and sadly, it's a weekend where attendance is oftentimes much lower in pretty much every church. Time and again, people say that when they're exhausted, that what they really need is what? A vacation. "I'm so exhausted, I really need a vacation." Never does anyone say that when they're exhausted, what they need is, "I need to go to worship to be with Jesus." Interestingly enough, in my time here, the month of June that we just had was the lowest average attendance in all my time here. It's interesting what we consider sometimes that we need when we're exhausted. What is truly needed when we're exhausted? Jesus says, "Come to me," because we're burdened. That's what we are. We are burdened by the weight of our sins. Trying to justify them, that won't do. Trying to sweep them under the rug, that won't do. You ever try that in your house? You just sweep everything under the rug. What eventually happens? You trip over the rug. Comparing ourselves to others, well, that won't fix the problem. Bury them down deep into the recesses of our hearts, well, that just won't work either. The only thing that solves a sin problem is to take them to the cross. The cross is where true rest is found. Arms stretched out just for you. This is where Jesus himself takes those arms and he yokes himself to you. He takes your load and he gives you forgiveness. I mean, it's quite an exchange, right? You come here with sins and he gives you forgiveness. That's the exchange that happens. It's a beautiful exchange, people. It's no wonder that the text says that your burden is light. It's because the burden that you carried in, now you leave with no burden at all. It's not yours anymore. Your burden has been removed as far as the east is from the west. And the last time that I checked, that's pretty far. Because he said, it is finished. It's done for. It's gone. So if you are exhausted, you have come to the right place. You have come to the place that truly is the place of rest. It's no wonder that it's said that remember the Sabbath day. What does Sabbath actually mean? Sabbath means rest. Rest in the stretched out arms of your Savior. Depend upon him. Rely upon him. He's got you. He holds you. And he promises that he will never, ever let you go. And when you get back out into that rat race of a world, or maybe we should call it a hamster race, whatever you want to call it, just keep falling back into him. Fall back into his word. Fall back into prayer. Fall back into your fellow believers, your fellow Christians, your fellow church members. Don't go it alone, because you can't face sin and Satan's assaults alone. You'll burn yourself out. Without Jesus' help, you'll be exhausted. Are you exhausted? You've come to the right place because Jesus is here. And Jesus says to you, come to me. In Jesus' name, amen.